Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'm leaving you, baby.
Little Stevie Ray bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. SmallBusinessAdvocate.com is my website. Hope you check it out. Use it to your advantage. You can read, listen, or watch. We got stuff you can. We got articles. We got podcasts. We got videos. Hundreds of videos on every topic, just about under the sun, and every topic under the sun, and the podcasts and the articles, and thousands of all of that. So, and a search engine and categories, et cetera, et cetera. So, whatever you need, whatever's going on in your small business, wherever you are. On the ownership time continuum, check it out at smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the body of work that our good friend Jeffrey Zabar has deposited with us over the last 15 plus years. Jeff is the chief home officer. Put a .com on the end of that. You find his website. His books are Safe at Home, Home Office Know-How, and Teleworking and Telecommuting, among others. And he's our good friend Jeff. Thanks again for staying with us.
Thanks for having me.
You know, Jeff, I remember. It hasn't been, well, a few years ago, a number of years ago, you and I were talking about, probably 10 years ago, we were talking about the importance of small business owners becoming publishers, becoming content creators, that people
right.
wanted to, and we were talking about writing articles in those days.
Right.
And it was hard for people, you know, you'd write something and you'd have to give it to your webmaster and he'd create a page for it and all that. Then along came blog technology, and we started talking about blogging, and then we started talking about podcasting, and that, and the last thing we talked about was video.
Right.
And video is getting easier and easier and easier to produce, and it's the kind of thing that really demonstrates humanity, and I think that's a big differentiator going forward in what I'm calling the age of the customer is humanity. Face, name, voice. What do you think?
Well, absolutely, but I think one of the situations that we see and one of the issues that arise is the fact that, you know, case in point, this past week, and I'm going to toot your horn a little bit for you, you know, I get a copy of your new book, The Age of the Customer, and then via email, I get a link that you did with a one-minute video promoting, or, you know, just talking about the book and talking about the concept and the content behind the book. You know, I think about it, and aside from, and not even aside from, the very, very few authors that their publishers ever put out a video to support their book. We're talking about books that could well sell millions of copies.
Well, let me put it this way. You know how many authors that I interview on the show every year for 16 years, no one's ever sent me a video.
Right. Absolutely. And it goes to the point that they all have. The playing field, without sounding completely trite, the playing field is completely level.
Yeah.
There is no barrier to entry. All these services, if you want to use, for example, create a YouTube channel, there's a video camera on your laptop, on your smartphone. All of these things exist. All it takes is time. And if you want to create, and even the software exists to create highly, highly professional videos that's free or almost free or very cheap to use, and you can use it as needed, you know, there is no excuse for us not thinking creatively and in the realm of social media to be able to post this content, that it's there. We just have to think about it.
Well,
and we see
and
that the professionals, that the big organizations in many ways aren't, that we have to. And it's really, it's pretty remarkable what we see going on.
Well, and that video that I sent you, we did in-house.
Yeah.
I have people, I don't have a lot of people, but you know, as you know, Jeff, but I have people who have skills. We're in the publishing business, so we have people, but I, in this case, I have one people.
Right.
And some technology, and we created this video that frankly, anybody could do if they wanted to, you know, try, and they'd have to have some certain kinds of programming, certain kinds
right.
of technology. But the thing is that you don't have to do it like mine. You could
right.
be, you could have less production value. The point is I'm going to come back to the humanity thing. If you can shoot a 1 minute video on, what if you got a new product in, and you produced a one-minute video and said, hey, folks, this is Jim down at the hardware store. We got this new thing in that's going to be great for cleaning out your gutters before the spring. Come on by, and we'll show you how it operates.
Right.
That's it. Oh, you're done. See you later.
Right.
Now, and then you email people a link to that video. And you said in your email, and of course, the first, Jeff, you got to ask people for their emails, right? That's
right.
That's stuff we talked about in 1999.
Right.
And you send it out, and you say, "Hey, folks, here's a video on how on a new Leaf product that we got," you know, and people click on it, and it's 1 minute long.
Right.
So where are they going to go, you know, next time? They're going to come to you because you're the human being that approached them, not some ad.
Right. You've reached out, you've taken the time, you've reached out, you've made that connection, and you put something in front of them that is actually, you know, was simple on your end and sort of incredibly powerful on their end. And we often forget that. We forget about the, I don't want to say we forget about it. Forgetting about it assumes that it presumes that we thought about it in the first place. And a lot of times we don't. And a lot of times we may, and then we let it fall back to, we let it drift back in our consciousness where we do forget about it. But
right.
There is no excuse for not using social media unless you're just so busy and you don't care or it doesn't rise high in your realm. I mean, you know, I'm not a big user of LinkedIn, but I know people who are, and it's very powerful for them. So keep the stuff front of mind. Keep it, you know that it's there, and know that it can be easy to use, and it can really work out wonders for the organization.
Well said, Jeff. ChiefHomeOfficer.com is his website, folks. Check it out. Hey, Jeff, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Jim, always great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
See you next time. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.